Last week on KDWA, we brought you news that the Hastings School Board had voted to move to an even-numbered year election format, meaning the next election for the Hastings School Board will now move from 2025 to 2026 and then 2028. We continued that discussion with members of the school board here as Superintendent Tammy Champa joined KDWA to fill us in on her thoughts on the move to an even-numbered election year.
You know, I think the biggest thing is just what was shared at the meeting. You know, most districts that have been on even years, when that expense was transferred to the districts rather than counties taking care of that cost, you know, it went from, I think, 133 or something, and we're down to 29 districts that in the state that are still on odd-year elections. So most have made that change. It's really a community board kind of conversation and review and what's in the best interest of the community. And so they had the three options if they wanted to do that, which were to shorten terms, extend terms, or have two more elections, which would have been 3 instead of 4-year terms. And so they reviewed all of that and weighed out the cost benefits, all of that, and landed on what they approved last night, which is extending the terms. And you're right, there is some emotion. I think it's also hard to wrap your head around extending terms for public officials, which I know has been an interesting perspective as well. And however, most of the districts that have made the change have opted for that option.
Superintendent Champa continued talking about whether or not the move had a logistics side to it.
Well, I would say it kind of depends, right? So, most districts have moved just because once districts incurred all of the cost for that, and not only is it the cost, but we also have combined polling places. So rather than having all of the polling places that you have in an even year, we're down to 6 here. And so it's confusing. And so there was a lot of comments this past election. Just people went to the place where they expected to cast their ballot, and it wasn't right because of the, in their mind, it wasn't right because of the combined polling places. And so that's also another piece of it, just because if the district didn't do the combined polling places, they would then be responsible for the expense of having all of them open, which is a cost-saving measure too. So in some regards, yes. I would say between just being transparent with the public and knowing where polling places are and the economical piece, I would say drove this board to their decision.
As we mentioned in a previous installment of this, it was not a unanimous decision by the school board, with some voting no to the move and voicing their concerns there, others voicing their concerns and voting yes when learning more. Champa talked a little bit more about what the discussion was like before the 5-2 vote.
Yeah, I think it was clear that all 7 of them were supportive of getting to even year elections. I think where there wasn't complete agreement, which you saw in the vote, was how to get there. And so there were 2 resolutions at the table last night, one of them being to extend terms, and the other was to have the next 2 rounds of elections be for 3-year terms. So those were the 2 options that were there last night.
We'll have more with Superintendent Champa about the end of the school year and what happens now between school years in a future newscast.